Now the Bodhisattva hierarchy, we may say, concentrates all this, concenters all this, we may say, into a single focus, into a single focal point almost, of dazzling intensity. And it has, this Bodhisattva hierarchy, its own degrees, its own radiant figures, as we may call them, in the higher and ever higher stages of spiritual development, right up to Buddhahood itself. And it's at some of these figures, at some of these radiant figures, archetypal figures, that we are now going to look. But we mustn't forget all the time that we're still really concerned with the bodhicitta, with this universal, transcendental, cosmic will to enlightenment. Now the bodhisattva path is divided, traditionally, according to the Mahayana, into 10 progressive stages, which are known as the 10 bhumis. I won't bother you with the literal meaning of bhumi, for general purposes here. It just means a stage of progress. And these 10 bhumis represent increasing degrees of manifestation of the bodhicitta. In the first bhumi, the bodhicitta just begins to show itself. In the second, it manifests a bit more. In the third, a bit more. In the fourth and the fifth bhumis, it's quite prominent. And then by the time it reaches the ninth and the tenth, it has shaken off, as it were, all mundane habiliments, and it stands complete and entire and perfect in itself, identical with complete enlightenment, the enlightenment of a Buddha. And some of the scriptures describe this process of the progressive manifestation of the bodhicitta through and up the 10 bhumis in terms of a rather interesting simile. They say it's like taking a lump of gold, a lump of gold which is mixed with dross, and gradually smelting it, refining it, purifying it, and finally working it up into some beautiful ornament, a tiara or diadem, as it were, for the head of a prince. And here the gold is, of course, the bodhicitta itself, which is here within us all the time, but which is mixed, which is adulterated, which is covered over, which is smothered, which is overwhelmed by all sorts of extraneous and adventitious defilements and murkinesses and so on. But so that it has to be purified. Not the gold itself purified. The gold is pure all the time in itself. But the defilements and the foreign matter, these have gradually to be purged away. The foreign elements have to be separated so that the gold of the bodhicitta, is allowed to manifest its own incorruptible nature. Now I'm not going to attempt to describe these 10 stages, these 10 bhumis. I'm simply going to use them as points of reference for describing the four principal kinds of bodhisattvas, these four principal kinds of bodhisattvas who make up the bodhisattva hierarchy. The first kind of bodhisattvas we call novice bodhisattvas. That's the first group, novice bodhisattvas. Second group is made up of bodhisattvas of the path. Third group is made up of irreversible bodhisattvas. Fourth group is made up of bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. We're going to deal with each of these in turn.